picture this, right? It's 9 p.m., your phone rings, but you're at dinner with your family, so you just let it go to voicemail.
Yeah, and that potential customer just, well, they call your competitor instead.
Exactly. We're looking at some fresh industry reports today for this deep dive, and they show this staggering figure, like 74.1% of small business calls go completely unanswered.
Which is just a massive leak in the revenue bucket.
Right. And a single missed after-hours call, well, it can cost thousands in lost revenue. So today, our mission is decrypting the rapidly booming world of AI receptionists, specifically for UK business owners. Like, what do they cost? How do they actually perform? And what are the UK privacy laws you absolutely have to follow if you use one?
It's super relevant right now because if we look at traditional setups, a full-time UK receptionist costs, somewhere between £28,000 and £36,000 annually.
Which is definitely not cheap.
No, not at all. But the crazy part is the data shows 73% of calls actually occur after standard business hours.
Okay, let's unpack this. So that expensive human setup is missing, what, almost three quarters of your potential leads?
Yeah, exactly. And the traditional fix is outsourcing to a human virtual answering service to cover those gaps. But that runs you £400 to £2,000 a month. Plus, they usually charge per minute or per call.
Right.
And that leads to incredibly stressful overreach fees during your busy seasons.
I always think of traditional answering services like sitting in a taxi during a traffic jam. Every second the customer talks, your bill just goes up.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Yeah. But an AI receptionist is like an all-inclusive buffet. No matter how busy it gets, the price stays flat. They offer 247 unlimited coverage, ranging from, I think, £9 a month for the basics, up to about $549 a month for premium clinical integrations.
What's fascinating here is that flat rate changes the entire strategy. You aren't just saving money on payroll.
Right, you are deploying an infinite capacity sales net.
Exactly. You are turning the business's downtime into its most profitable hours because you just never miss a lead that would otherwise ring out to voicemail.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. If I'm saving thousands a month on this, my immediate worry is that I'm just replacing an expensive human with a cheap, frustrating robot that, alienates my clients.
Right, nobody wants
I
that.
mean, we all hate those legacy IVR menus, the ones where you have to press one for sales, press two for support.
Well, they actually have a 43% abandonment rate for that exact reason.
Yeah.
But modern AI is entirely different. It operates with under 800 milliseconds of latency.
Wait, why 800 milliseconds specifically?
Because 800 milliseconds is the magic threshold for the human brain in a conversation. Anything slower, and you end up awkwardly talking over each other.
Oh, wow. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, so at under 800, it sounds entirely natural. It easily handles the 80% of routine tasks, like booking appointments or answering FAQs.
I have to push back a bit, though. Does the AI ever hallucinate and just invent policies? Or what if someone calls with a thick regional UK accent, like a strong Geordie or Glaswegian accent? Doesn't the bot just stumble and force the caller to hang up in frustration?
It's a totally valid concern, which is exactly why the industry has settled on an 80-20 hybrid sweet spot.
Okay, how does that work?
So the AI is perfect for structured data capture. But for the remaining 20% highly emotional or complex, calls the system seamlessly escalates to a real human.
But how does it know when to escalate?
It uses real-time sentiment analysis. It's constantly analyzing the caller's tone and word choice.
Right.
So if it detects frustration, confusion, or a complex issue, it instantly routes the call to a human. Services like MoneyPenny offer these human fallbacks precisely because AI lacks genuine human empathy for complex emergencies.
So it's essentially acting like a medical triage nurse. It handles the routine paperwork and quick fixes, but the second it detects a real emergency, it rushes you to the human doctor.
Exactly.
But once you have this AI chatting seamlessly with your customers, a new problem emerges. Every single one of those 247 conversations is generating sensitive data.
Oh, yeah, huge amounts of it.
And in the UK, capturing that data puts you right in the crosshairs of regulators.
You are stepping into a regulatory minefield. Under the new Data Use and Access Act of 2025, mishandling voice data can result in massive fines.
How massive are we talking?
We are talking up to $17.5 million for breaches of PKR, the Privacy and Electronic Communications Regulations.
So what does this all mean? Because the AI is physically transcribing every word of a late-night phone call to send to your system, you, as the business owner, are now legally responsible for storing that text document securely.
Precisely. And this ties into DSARs, or data subject access requests.
Right, where callers can ask for their data.
Yes. Callers have the right to request all the data you hold on them at any time, including those exact AI transcripts and sentiment scores. Plus, to legally process this data, most UK businesses have to register and pay a £40 to £60 data protection fee to the ICO.
Buying an AI isn't like buying Microsoft Word. It's much more like hiring a digital employee who must actively obey the GDPR handbook.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, data hygiene isn't just an IT headache anymore. It's a fundamental operational requirement for any modern business owner.
To sum this all up for you, AI receptionists are an incredibly affordable, highly capable tool for UK businesses to scale 247.
Provided they manage the human handover and strict data compliance.
Exactly. Which leaves us with something to ponder. If AI permanently takes over the 80% of routine scheduling and FAQ calls, how will the traditional role of a human receptionist evolve?
Right. Will they transform into elite, empathy-driven customer experience specialists?
And if so, what does that mean for the future of entry-level jobs? Something to think about the next time your phone rings at 9 p.m. during dinner, and you wonder who or what is going to answer it.